Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from one of our reporters, Kolya Shields. What do you have for us today, Kolya?
Well, when I'm not writing for Possibly, I'm an artist. I was wondering if I could use my passion for good. Can art help fight climate change?
We had Ashley Junger from our Possibly team help Kolya look into it. Welcome, Ashley and Kolya.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, can art make an impact when it comes to climate change?
To find out, we spoke to two of the founders of the Tempestry Project, Emily McNeil and Azzy Connolly, who make textile art about rising temperatures. Emily says,
Tempestry is a word we made up that comes from temperature tapestry.
Azzy says they make textiles by
taking daily high temperatures and just applying a color scale to that, knitting it every day as a row.
Sounds like a fun project, but what can these tell us about climate change?
Well, their art is inspired by something called climate stripes. They were invented in 2018 by a climatologist named Ed Hawkins.
Ed Hawkins' climate stripes include no numbers or figures. They're just lines of color. Each line represents a year's average temperature. The colors started dark blue for years that were cooler than average, and up to bright red for years that were hotter than average.
Emily and Ozzy do the same thing, but with yarn.
I'm working on one right now that goes back to the year one in the Common Era and will go up to 2022. It doesn't get red until the 1950s, so it's 20 feet of blue and then red at the very end.
By using this standardized scale, communities from across the world can compare their tapestries and actually see how warming temperatures are affecting places all over the world.
So what makes this different than any other temperature graph?
According to Azzy,
it's really easy to read an article and scroll past a chart. You know, when somebody slows down and takes the time to like knit every row and every day, people are more, I think, more willing to engage with it.
But don't most people already know about climate change?
It's true. Almost everyone has heard of climate change, but only an estimated 65% of Americans are worried about it. And even fewer think that the government should do something about it.
The more people that take climate change seriously, the more they'll prioritize sustainability in their own lives. Plus, Emily says art can help scientists communicate with different audiences.
We had one scientist come through with his 10-year-old daughter and said something to the effect that he's been teaching this for decades, but we explained to his daughter in 15 minutes what he hasn't really been able to explain without scaring her.
Emily says they've even used this project as a tool to get people talking about climate change in their own town. They're working with a local yarn store to make tapestries and hang them down their main street.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Azzy says sometimes art can motivate people in ways that numbers and academic papers can't.
I think art is how we connect people's emotions, which is where we make decisions and where we create movements.
While it might not directly reduce emissions, art can help tap into the emotions and stories that inspire us to make change.
Awesome. Thanks, Kolya and Ashley. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.